Morning, New Mexico, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company with a little bit of technical difficulty, so sorry we're late this morning. We're streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We're podcasting at the website santaferadiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. Later in the program, Robert Knott is going to be here speaking of the arts. Right now, Robert Knott is here speaking of his play, which is called Mummies Dummies. It's at Warehouse 21. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
And we have here with us Megan Burns, Ryan Kochevar, and Matt Gutierrez, who are all actors in this Mummies Dummies play. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Hello.
So this is, Robert, an homage, as you say, to 1940s horror classics with a little bit of, what would you call it, Warner Brothers cartoons and the Three Stooges thrown in.
Yes, all of the above, all the cinematic influences that have affected me over my many, many years that I finally managed to put all together in one goofy, crazy, very G-rated play.
Very G-rated.
Yeah, and you were there last night with a bunch of little kids who loved it, which was nice. But I think it also appeals to adult sensibilities, at least I'd like to think so. Because it's just crazy slapstick and basically about a search for a hidden treasure in a hidden tomb in the 1940s with a mummy and the desert and buzzards and, you know, typical characters with pith helmets and all that crazy stuff.
It's very fun. Now, you wrote it 15 years ago.
I did. It was done at Santa Fe Performing Arts when they used to have a theater where Chocolate Maven now is. And I wanted to revive it with having worked at Warehouse Cinemas for like 6 or 7 years as a volunteer theater artist. I wanted to revive it with young actors, and they've been terrific. And it's worked out really well.
So, Megan, you play the Black Widow.
Yes.
Tell us about your character.
She's the villainess, and she gets to hit people a lot, which is fitting for the character.
The hitting is very funny in this play, because everybody is punching their own hand and going
right.
Slap, and somebody else falls down.
Right.
That I guess it takes an awful lot of Robert Knott style rehearsal to do those little fight scenes.
Yeah, definitely. We start with that really early, so that we practice it a lot.
And so, Matt, you are Hassan Benhonest.
Oh yes, oh yes.
who is your character?
He's a man from Africa, and he's the main character's sidekick, and he's a goofy fellow with a large beard and a fez and a white jacket, and a sort of basic character off of Solo from Indiana Jones, so he
right.
definitely has that vibe and everything, and, you know, yeah, he's a fun guy.
So, Robert, one of the things that I found hilarious about this was having done the Radio Cafe with you for 4 years,
mm-hmm.
These people sound an awful lot like you.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. What do you think? I have that influence on young actors?
Why, you, I oughta.
You should ask Ryan and Meg what they think of that. They're both laughing.
So. Well, Ryan Kochevar, you play a character who's the sidekick of the Black Widow named Bulldozer.
That's right.
A sensitive soul.
He really is. He really is. Once you get past all the muscle and, you know, the thick-headedness, you know. There's definitely a heart of gold in there.
Right. Not necessarily the brightest light on the Christmas tree.
Right, right. But he gets there eventually. He gets all the jokes just, you know, half an hour after everybody else.
It is very cartoon-like in the sense that people are circling each other and don't see each other and don't see what's right in front of them and then go, oh, no.
A lot of shtick, of course.
It's a lot of shtick.
Yeah.
You just love that.
I love it. I think it's basic. I think it's a great need to laugh. I think it's a great gift to laugh and to make people laugh. And there's nothing more to it. It's really basic. It's been done before. It's been done since the days of Commedia dell'arte in the 1600s in Italy. And, you know, the archetypes of the Three Stooges and the Marx Brothers. And it's still being done today in movies. And so I don't believe that it's anything new. It's just doing what's been done really well. And I think this ensemble does it really well.
They do, and one of the things that I think is strong about the play, which, by the way, is playing this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday matinee, so Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 2 in the afternoon, is that the acting is really snappy and nobody misses a beat, and that's what needs to happen, otherwise a play like this falls apart.
Thank you. Yeah, they're terrific. They've learned the timing, they've picked it up fast. Meg's been with me on 4 shows now, and It's the first time working with Matt and Ryan, and more than half the cast is first-timers, and they just jumped into it. The Camel, Billy, Michael, who plays Billy, first play he's ever done, or second play, the Camel, his first play, and they've just decided to go into this crazy world that I've created, and they've helped build it. You know, Meg could probably speak more to what that's like, including doing the shtick and following up on Robert Nottisms after four shows with me.
Well, it's funny. I've never really played the buffoon, and I've never had to do the double takes very much, and I've always had these... I mean, I've played the villainous 3 out of 4 times, so I've always gotten to be, like, the cool, calm, collected one. But I'm actually... We were just talking about this.
Isn't it strange how heroes are easily startled and villains are cool, calm, and collected?
Totally. But it works. They, you know, balance each other out. But, no, we were just talking about how I... You know, I want to get back into that, and I think that the... Or not back into it, but into it for the first time. The whole... double takes and the and I think that all of the other people that do that are really good at it.
Now here's a question for Meg and Mary Charlotte, if I may ask one. Do you think slapstick is more appealing to men than women? I mean, are men more into that and doing double takes and getting their fingers caught in doors? Because there's always this theory that, like, say the Three Stooges, women just don't like that kind of goofy chasing around stuff.
I don't want to stereotype.
Yeah, gender. You're asking for gender bias.
I know. I am.
I loathe. Just on the record, I loathe the Three Stooges. Except okay. When you do them, Robert.
Well, thank you. That's fair enough.
And then it's funny.
I like the more subtle stuff, you know. But I do. I mean, I do think it's funny. I will laugh.
So, Ryan, this is the second production I've seen you in at Warehouse 21.
Right. I had the privilege of being in the first production at the new Warehouse 21,
right.
Which was it was a great experience because of all the things that went wrong. You know, it was awesome, and you know, I mean, I got to play a lot of different roles for that. You know, I mean, I was, you know, half directing, you know, helping Winston, the director, producer, and all that, you know, through the whole thing, you know, building the set, all of that, and it was fantastic. It was a really great experience for me.
And that was the Vietnam play.
Yes. And then I came in and did this, and I'm waiting for things to go wrong, and Robert Knott's like, oh, no, nothing's going to go wrong, and nothing has yet, so I'm really happy about it.
Megan, you're the artistic director with City Different Players, which is Young People's... What is it, a Young People's Theater?
Yeah, well, it's a Santa Fe Performing Arts, and the City Different Players are the 8 to 12-year-olds, and that's the group that I direct.
And so what are you doing over there?
We're doing Cinderella, and it opens November 7th. It's really fun.
And she's a good director. I've seen her show. She works really well with kids.
Thanks.
Matt, what is your theater background?
Right now I'm a theater major at the College of Santa Fe, and yeah, I've been doing that for a few years now. I've been in a few productions over there. This is my first play outside the CSF department, and seriously, this is like one of the best productions I've ever been a part of.
It's very good, Robert. I mean, you pull it off. It's very funny. You, Matt, keep up your cute, phony accent for the whole play.
Yeah, you know. Oh, well, thank you so much. But, actually the accent is one of, like, the things that I love doing the most about the character. You know, like, I'm a very high tenor and trying to pretend that I'm, like, you know, a deep baritone and everything, you know. Grabbing my gut whenever, like, you know, I laugh or something like that.
Right.
You know?
It looks like you're supposed to have a huge pot belly.
Yeah.
Gut when you don't. It's very funny.
Yeah, it's like a combination of Pavarotti and Sydney Greenstreet. It's really an interesting take on the character.
But of course, yes.
Robert, so you revived this play, Mummies Dummies, specifically for Halloween.
I did. I thought it would be a great vehicle for Halloween. I thought, unlike most of the shows I've done at Warehouse, where they've given me terrific, wonderful creative control and allowed me to be naughty, which the young people have been great about jumping into. This one doesn't have quite that edge. It's pretty straightforward and fun. It was a big hit 15 years ago. I was in it as the professor. Matt Sanford plays the part this time. Rod Harrison was
I mean, it really is. He's just a you clone.
No, he's not. He's Matt Sanford. And Rod Harrison was originally Billy Batsai 15 years ago. Now we have a great young actor, Michael Giudici. And I just always wanted to direct it. I acted in it. Robert DeFranca directed it. And I wanted to put my sort of brand on it as a director, which includes a lot of goofy slapstick and chase scenes and fights. And, you know, the nice thing about young actors is they'll do all that stuff. And then, you know, by the
Because you tell them to.
Well, no, I kind of gently encourage them and show them that it's not too dangerous if there's no swords involved. So Megan, hold your wrist there. We'll get you a hand massage later. Just a fist went amiss the other night. It happens in this stuff. But I like Gutsy Theater, and you can do Gutsy Theater at Warehouse 21.
So Warehouse 21, this is the first production in the new theater space upstairs?
Correct. Ryan was in a play that was done in the concert hall downstairs because the theater wasn't ready. And it's the new theater. It seats about 100 people, and we just got the lights and the sound up working, and it's a great little black box space. It needs the floor painted, and it could use a platform stage. We're borrowing one from Camino Montisol School. But otherwise, I'm getting to really like the space. How are you guys finding it as actors?
I like it.
Yeah, I find it very comfortable. You know,
you have to use the fabric studio in the back, the fashion studio, for dressing rooms and deal with other things. But it's just terrific that they have the space with a nice little theater up there.
And I have to say that Manuel Chavez, the camel,
his first play,
kind of steals the show. He's the cutest thing I've ever seen in my whole life.
You can hear all the women in the audience going, oh, yeah, and all the kids. He's a camel. As soon as they say, look, a camel. Is that your line, Hassan?
Yeah.
As soon as he said, look, a camel last night, everybody started cracking up because who's this kid with the nose and the hooves on his face?
He's got a fake camel nose and fake little hooves, and otherwise it's just like an eighth grade kid or whatever.
And his mother was there last night, and she said to me, that's not him. That's not his character. That's not who he is at home. And he tells me this is exactly who he is at home. So he's doing great for a first timer, and pretty good. And it's been a great ensemble because they range from 13 to 23 in age, and they blend together really well with the older actors, really serving, whether they know it or not, as mentors. They set a tone. And Megan certainly does. I know that. And Matt. And they set a tone, and the younger actors follow along really well. And I think that's where Maddie and Ryan come in handy as well. They say, we're going to go in and do this. It's going to be fun. It's going to be safe. We're going to be as professional as we can be. And the young actors pick it up, and it's just a lot of fun.
Are you planning to go on, Ryan, in acting?
Definitely. Definitely as maybe not my life's focus. But, I mean, theater has been there for me when nothing else has, you know, and it's always been able to make my day, so I'm not gonna leave it behind at all. I definitely plan to go on.
Megan, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, I feel a similar way about that. I like teaching it, but I have a lot of other interests too.
Mummies Dummies is at Warehouse 21 this weekend, Friday and Saturday. That's tonight and tomorrow at 7:30, and Sunday is a Pay What You Wish show at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. For more information, 989-4423. Megan Burns, Ryan Kochevar, and Matt Gutierrez, thank you all so much for being with us. And, of course, the inimitable Robert Knott.
Yeah, thank not you. Just that, but you can't imitate me.
So I'm just trying to say.
All right, anyway. Am I going to stick around? Are you and I going to do shit?
Yes. Robert Knott will be with us here in a few minutes speaking of the arts, so please stay tuned.
Okay, thanks, lady. Thanks for helping us.
And I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott.
That guy.
Back again.
He is.
By popular demand.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
He's the associate editor of the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine, in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. And he's with us here just about every Friday. Speaking of the arts, he's a playwright, a director, a mummy, a dummy. Let's see. And what else? Man About Town.
Yes, and a ghost hunter, as you will discover next Friday in the Pasatiempo when you read my first-person in-depth story of my spending the night in the old downtown hospital, a lot of residencia, to find ghosts, and that'll be next Friday's pasta. But this week's pasta has a ton of stuff in it, and including an interesting critical ear. Well, actually, it's a profile piece by Craig Smith on how various classical music groups did over the past summer with all the concerns about what's happening to not just the economy, but arts groups trying to deal with the changing economy, and how are they holding up? So there's a really nice essay in there by Craig. Barbara Ferry interviewed Lester R. Brown, who's founder and president of the Earth Policy Institute. And he's going to be speaking at one of the Lannan Foundation readings and conversations events at 7 o'clock Wednesday. Guess where? Lenzik, 988-1234. So if you're into the literary stuff, go there. I know you like animals.
Yes, I do.
Both love animals, and particularly puppy dogs, who are just as much fun as canines, by the way. And so this weekend, the Española Valley Humane Society is having their 16th annual fundraising event, Wonderland Masquerade. Remember that song, Walking in a Winter Wonderland? Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's, I can start singing that in like 2 weeks. Because when Christmas gets here and it's like the early rush, I always like to start ahead. So people, I beat the shoppers when it comes to singing. They're not sick of me singing. They get tired of the music. But anyway, Wonderland Masquerade is using the Alice's Adventures in Wonderland as a theme. So you can be a Mad Hatter. You can be a queen or a king. You can be, what other characters? There was the caterpillar that was smoking.
You can be Alice.
You can be Alice.
Bridget Lindquist is going to be the drink me potion.
Bridget, I like Bridget. She's pretty cool.
She's great. She's the executive director. Yeah, we had her on just the other day talking about this event. But they do a wonderful job with dogs and cats, and that's happening on Saturday night at 5:30.
At Animal Seal Culture Art includes dinner and a whole bunch of other stuff. Wonderland Masquerade. You want a phone number? Here it is. 795-9794.
Speaking of animals, I got the cat of the week from Felines and Friends. Morgan is a black and white Maine coon. Very sweet. Likes to nuzzle his person's neck. He would love to be the only pet in your home. He's approximately 8 years old. And you can meet all those special kitties every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 1 to 4 at Petco.
Hey.
And also, they would love donations of food and cat litter and volunteers
always.
And all that. So you can call them at 316-2281. Or you can send an email to askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com.
Yes, and it's always nice to provide like cat food and stuff. That's just always appreciated.
It certainly is.
Especially if you have cats. It's not as much fun like if you or me get it.
No, but you know who really likes cat food?
Who?
Dogs.
What are you talking about?
Dogs like cat food because it has more meat in it than dog food.
Why can't we just feed dogs cat food then?
Because it's more expensive.
That's the only reason?
Yeah.
That's no reason. But what if a dog's vegetarian? Like, there must be...
There's no vegetarian dogs.
All right, what if a cat is vegetarian?
There's no vegetarian cats.
So there's no vegetarian dog or cat food?
If there is, it's made by people who've got bones in their brain.
Well, what are you looking at me like I'm one of those people for? I'm not in that business. Brett Butler, Southern Belle comedian. She's going to be at CCA on Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, doing comedy. Some of the proceeds will benefit CCA. Call 982-1338 for information.
I mean, honestly, dogs are more omnivores than cats. Cats are total carnivores. My dog Milk will eat a piece of celery from time to time.
Wait, what's an omnivore?
Somebody who eats everything.
Huh, how about that? I know some people like that.
Hey, Showtime Santa Fe presents Sue Fox Lovitz and Campbell Martin. And it's From the Top and Downhill from There, Friday and Saturday, tonight and tomorrow, at 6 o'clock at Vanessi of Santa Fe.
Yeah.
For reservations, 982-9966, or go to ShowtimeSantaFe.com. What do you know about this kind of singing?
Well, I've seen several of Sue's shows, and Campbell's been involved with them, and they usually combine very nicely music, a little bit of plotting, much buffoonery, and mostly a sense of fun and joy at singing these great pop standards from the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, I think even the 70s and 80s because they probably do Sondheim and stuff. I'm not sure specifically what the song list is on this show, but if they're involved, it's probably going to be a lot of fun. At Vanessi, right? Good. We're getting close to Halloween, which many people wonder about. They see their significant others come home looking a little disheveled, and they think, oh, it's costume time. They don't know that they were spending way too much time down at the Cowgirl the night before. Anyway, Jenny Cooley Gallery is having an opening of stuff called Day of the Dead. It's a group show of paintings, reception 5 to 7 tonight. Jenny Cooley has that 717 D Canyon Road. There's a great photo in the Pasta Tampa on page 69 by Robert Everett called Triumph, and it's about this woman playing chess with a skeleton. I was always afraid of skeletons as a kid. I saw them in movies, and they were always like walking, being gone, like hee hee hee. And so I had comic books in the 60s, and the back of the comic books you could order like a skeleton, and it promised like the skeleton will come to life and get people. So I ordered it. It was like $5.95, which when you're 6 years old in 1966 is a lot of money. And then the skeleton came and he was just plastic. You hung him on a string and I put him in the closet. Nobody was afraid. I should have opened the closet.
Were you afraid of your own $5.95 plastic skeleton?
Well, when it got dark enough.
See?
I guess the joke was on me.
Hey, new artist work curated by Bunny Conlon opening tonight from 5 to 7 at the Siegel Gallery on and in the new Rail Yard District at 540 Guadalupe. It's the William Siegel Gallery annual fall group show, and probably a lot of other openings tonight. What's happening?
Well, among other things, it's the Delgado Street Fourth Friday Art Walk. They do this every fourth Friday of the month, which is why it's called the Fourth Friday Art Walk. And that's Delgado Street between Canyon Road and the East Alameda. 5 to 8 p.m., several galleries will take part, so you should swing up there. In Art Gallery is one of them. Casanova on Guadalupe Street has Face Off, World Masks, and Headdresses.
Yay.
Reception 5 to 7 p.m., that's tonight. They're at 530 South Guadalupe Street. Meanwhile, at the Santa Fe Public Library South Side Branch on Jaguar Drive off Cerritos Road, it's the 10th annual celebration of the book. And this is a big book town. People like books because they like reading.
They certainly do.
It's the Santa Fe Book Arts Group's exhibit of handmade work, noon to 4 p.m. today. So it's an afternoon event. Santa Fe Public Library Southside is at 6599 Jaguar Drive. You want a phone number? I'm going to give you one. 955-2810.
Now, keep in mind that book arts are not the same as books. Handmade books, handmade artist books, are a whole genre of their own.
Yeah, but you can still read them, right?
Sometimes they're completely visual.
Oh, picture books.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Is that sometimes they're flip books. Sometimes they're cartoon books.
Like
there's all sorts of
pictures that
things.
Come to life, and you... That's fun to do once, then. Like, what do you do with it the second or third time? You've already seen the story.
The flip book?
If you could do a flip book with, like, different narratives every time,
then you'd be Harry Potter.
Well, maybe, but there's a certain magic in that. If it's, I mean, like, I have the one with Marilyn Monroe where she's, like, sashaying. And then, like, it's fun to watch. Well, it's Marilyn Monroe, so you can watch that over.
You being you, I would think you would just flip it 4 times a day, every day.
There's no pictures left in it because of that. She's pretty cute.
Let's see what else. Hunter Kirkland Gallery at 200 B Canyon Road. Eva Morris, Pas de Deux is the name of the exhibition. That's another opening today.
5 to 8.
From 5 to 8.
Gallery Zugard down on San Francisco Street has Feed Me, Walk Me, Love Me. It is a group show of mixed media work, silent auction and reception. Guess what? It's another animal event because it benefits Assistance Dogs of the West. They're at 120 West San Francisco Street, 984-5099. Reception 5 to 7:30 p.m. Show runs through Monday or Tuesday of next week. What do you know about Grand Guignol, the French Theater of Horror?
Nothing.
It's over at the Santa Fe Playhouse. I've not yet seen it. I'm going next weekend. It's 5 one-acts by French playwrights from the early 1900s. And the Grand Guignol was like this theater in Paris that ran for like 80 years. And they did these terrible things on stage, like guillotined people. And they hacked off their arms and poked out their eyes. Plus, it had sex and comedy in it. And we wrote a great stories about it on last Friday's Pasa. But, so Liam Lockhart's directing these one-acts. And I don't know exactly how bloody or anything it is. I haven't heard from it or seen it. But it's scary stuff at the Grand Guignol. It's over there at the Playhouse, 142 East of Vargas Street, 988-4262. I believe Thursday night is Pay What You Wish.
And at Artisan Santa Fe at 2601 Cerritos Road, there's an event on Tuesday, October 28th at 11 a.m. called The Mysterious Fayum Portraits. No. It's an art... Sorry, there's an art material demonstration on Tuesday at Artisan, but then on Wednesday, October 29th, there is the Mysterious Fayum Portraits in the Junior Common Room at St. John's College with the artist and art historian, and if I can pronounce this right, I'll be surprised, Euphrosyne Doxiadis is the name of the art historian. These events are free of charge and open to the public.
That's pretty good. There's a bunch of lectures and chats today, book signs, etc., that you should know about. And here's one of them. Noelle Oxenhandler
yes.
is going to be reading from her book, The Wishing Year, A House, A Man, My Soul, A Memoir of Fulfilled Desire. You know much about this?
No.
Okay, it's at 6 o'clock tonight, Collected Works.
Fulfilled or unfulfilled?
Fulfilled.
Fulfilled.
Sounds good.
That sounds good.
Unless you're one of those people that says, be careful what you wish for. I never
am. Are you one of those people?
No, I always am delighted with what I wish for. It doesn't matter.
Do you get what you wish for?
Sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. Sometimes it doesn't turn out to be what I thought, and that's okay. You just got to swing with it and go with it.
Meanwhile. Noelle Oxenhandler.
That's what I was talking about before I was interrogated. 6 p.m. tonight, Collected Works Bookstore, 208B, as in Bouncy, West San Francisco Street, 988-4226. If you decide to run up to Great Hall, Peterson Student Center and the St. John's campus on Camino de Cruz Blanca, You're going to hear Richard McCombs speak at 8 o'clock on, get this, The Secret of John of Silence in Kierkegaard's Fear and Trembling. Now, what do you know about this guy Kierkegaard?
Scandinavian philosopher.
Oh, yeah? That's it? Two words for once?
No, I can tell you more about Kierkegaard, but what's happening?
Well, that's what do you mean, what's happening? It's The Secret of John of Silence. I want to know more about what that means in Fear and Trembling. What's the fear and trembling? We just talked about fulfilled desires. What do you know about Kierkegaard's Fear and Trembling at 8 o'clock tonight? No charge, by the way, for this lecture at St. John's.
Well, let's see. Soren Kierkegaard, Danish, was a prolific 19th century philosopher and theologian who strongly criticized both the Hegelianism of his time and what he saw as the empty formalities of the Danish church. Much of his work deals with religious themes such as faith in God, the institution of the Christian church, Christian ethics and theology, and the emotions and feelings of individuals when faced with life choices.
Uh-oh.
I was reading that. I didn't know that about
Kierkegaard. What was the first thing he was a critic of? Hegelianism?
Hegelianism.
What's that?
The work of the philosopher Hegel.
Look, I know one philosopher. His name was Freud. He was involved with sex.
He wasn't a philosopher. He was a psychoanalyst.
When did he change careers?
Before your time.
What time is it?
It is 8:45.
Okay, so anyway.
Hey, also a collected works. George Capanelli, reading from his book, I Dream of a New America, The Keys to Reclaiming the Heart and Soul of Our Nation. When is this happening? This is happening at Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore across the street from the Lenzic, San Francisco Street in Santa Fe.
Capital High School is presenting Voices Then and Now. It's alumni of Capital High's theater program, I think, and music program and literary program. It's reading and music, 7 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday. Capital High at Paseo del Sol. Not too expensive to get in. You want a phone number? Here it comes. 4671-178. Meanwhile, there's a cycle of Beethoven sonatas. Violinist Richard Lohmann joins pianist Kiyoshi Tamagawa at 6 p.m. Saturday at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Santa Fe for a little concert about Beethoven. He's one of our favorite classical musicians. He just died a few years ago, I think. It's by requested donation. I can say that on the air. And then there's Dark Night, the Red Light District. Now, before you get all your knickers in a knot, as this British lady over at the New Mexican says,
I believe it's knickers in a twist.
Well, you should see her twist. I never saw her knickers, so I don't know about that. Do people still wear knickers?
What are knickers?
Ain't you ever heard of Knickerbotter's holiday? Knickerbocker. Oh, that's it. That sounds dirty, doesn't it?
Keep going.
Well, you look up knickers, and in the meantime, the Dark Knight Red Light District is a costume dance party with music by DJ Una, O-O-N-A, costume contest, Fantasy Lounge, Go-Go Dancers, 9 to 1, the Silver Starlight Lounge, Rainbow Vision, Santa Fe. Proceeds benefit the Emerald City Foundation. Phone number 424-2840. Knickers. I don't know. Find out what knickers are. I think
tonight from 5 to 7 at the Peaceful Wind Contemporary Gallery at 129 West San Francisco. The new gallery is right across the hall from Peaceful Wind. There is an opening of a reception of recent paintings and prints by the emerging Lhasa artists that they represent in the gallery. They have a gallery of Tibetan art, and it's a wonderful place, so check it out.
Do you know anything about the Living Treasure ceremony?
No, tell us.
Sunday? Well, certain living treasures within Santa Fe, which means it's people that have contributed a lot, will be honored at 2 p.m. Sunday at the United Church of Santa Fe at 1804 Arroyo Chamisa. I don't know if this is the official Living Treasure ceremony, but they're going to be honoring a few of the people involved, including Elizabeth Bobbs and Fabian Chavez Jr. 9835346, no charge. That's unfortunately the same day that the roller derby bout takes place, and I love those roller derby girls. You go down there to the College of Santa Fe Alumni Hall at 1 o'clock, and this time it's going to be the Santa Fe Disco Brawlers versus the Albuquerque Undead. So I wonder if they're going to be like dressed up like zombies. Because women zombies are really sexy unless they're trying to get you. But anyway, so this is at 1 o'clock Sunday at St. Michael's Drive in the Alumni Hall. You got to pay to get in. If you wear a costume or you're under 11 years old, well, it's cheaper if you're in costume. And if you're under 11, you get in for free. I don't think they should be inviting 8-year-olds to female roller derby, do you? Well, probably 8-year-old boys should go. And girls, too.
You're making yet another gender bias distinction here on the Radio Cafe?
No, this is the thing about being on the show with you. You call me on everything, and then I end up getting like, I heard what you said, and nobody would have heard it if you hadn't said something.
Well, what
I did, I apologize. You're right, young girls should
for?
Go. Young girls should go and be see these roller derby gals as role models. And what models?
Roller models.
Ooh, even better. 9300134. Roller derby, Sunday, 1 o'clock. College of Santa Fe. I'll have to go see that. It's the same day that the Santa Fe Indian School is doing Arts Fest 8. VIII. Contemporary performances by students, music, readings, dance. 6 o'clock in the Santa Fe Indian School Humanities Common Room on 1501 Cerritos Road. Really cheap to get in. 470-5840. Now, meanwhile, Monday night, the mathematicians are playing. And before you get all concerned, I have to tell you something.
The mathematicians?
I still have nightmares, and I don't have many nightmares at my age, that I'm in math class. I couldn't pass math class ever, any time in my whole life.
Really?
And I'm always being asked to do these algebra equations on the chalkboard, and I can't figure them out. What do you make of that?
I think that you have anxiety over a perceived failure in your childhood that keeps on haunting you.
Oh, wait a minute. What's with all of a sudden the Freudian psychoanalysis here? I asked for a little advice and I get...
You didn't ask for advice. You said, what's going on here? And that was my answer.
You're like Lucy in the Charlie Brown. You pay a nickel, you get the little bumper sticker advice. This isn't making me feel any better.
Oh, I didn't give you any advice. I just gave you a diagnosis.
My perceived failure ties in with my economic status, which seems to be the whole country these days. Flat. Anyway, the mathematicians are a New York electro indie group. They're going to be playing at the Warehouse 21 on Monday night, actually, at 7 to 11 o'clock. 989-4423 and all ages show. Speaking of all ages swing dance that night at Odd Fellows Hall. 8 to 9 o'clock is lessons. 9 to 11:30 is dance. I think it's fun to go dancing on a Monday night. That's at the Odd Fellows Hall.
It's fun to go dancing any night of the week, as long as you don't have to get up at 6 the next day. Well, and even so, it's not fun at 6 the next day, but it's fun to go dancing.
I know. Do you find that you're more...
Bipedal? I was bipedal before. What are you trying to say?
Bipedal? I didn't know that. Tell me more. You like both?
I can walk on 2 feet.
That's bipedal?
Yes.
I thought it was...
Ian McFerrin Band from Seattle, Washington, Sunday, October 26th at 8 o'clock at the Cowgirl Hall of Fame at 319 South Guadalupe Street here in Santa Fe. Apparently, Ian McFerrin is a prolific songwriter whose lyrical prose and fervent work ethic has drawn comparisons to Bob Dylan and Ryan Adams. And he's released a steady stream of albums going way back, played with lots of people, and he's going to be here in Santa Fe.
Pretty good. The Voodoo Organist is coming back to town. Have you ever seen this guy?
Why, no.
Well, he's a gothic blues character. He does stuff on the organist. He works with percussionist Robin Cannon. 8 o'clock Wednesday at the 2nd Street Brewery. No charge,
no
it says.
No charge.
982-3030. Wow, the Voodoo Organist. That'd be perfect for Halloween, wouldn't it? Do you think people get excited at Halloween by, like, pumpkins and skeletons and Voodoo Organists in general?
I know you do.
But I'm not people.
You know, you're a person. That's the singular people.
What do you mean, singular? What are you doing?
You're just playing dumb. I know you're smart.
I'm not
Everybody
that smart.
Else knows it, too.
Singular. You're probably wondering what's happening at the National Hispanic Cultural Center in Albuquerque.
Oh, yes, I am.
The commentary is ripe with...
No, I am. I love.
Okay. Dia de los Muertos Family Day, noon to 4, Saturday. No charge. Rudolfo Anaya's opera, based on the ghost legend La Llorona, opens 8 o'clock down there.
Cool.
Albuquerque Journal Theater, although it is a National Hispanic Cultural Center event. And they do have several permanent exhibits, including New Mix, Now Mix, a group show of mixed media work. They're down on 4th Street. In Albuquerque. Phone number 505-246-2261.
Hey, and there is an art opening, the work of David Keating, an Albuquerque-based photographer and mixed media artist. And that is tomorrow from 3 to 6 in the afternoon at the Old San Isidro Church in Corrales, New Mexico. For more information, you can go to davidkeatingart.com or call 842-5611.
That's pretty good. Meow Wolf has a new space, and they're Yay. Having some concerts. On Sunday at 7, they've got a collective of Dirt, Hall Seizures, and Chiriperter. Why did they come up with these names? I don't know. I'm probably getting it wrong. Check out myspace.com/meowwolf. They're at 1800 2nd Street. Actually, Meg Burns, who you had on earlier, is associated with Meowwolf. You should chat with her about that sometime.
They're wild and crazy guys, and they're really fun.
You just summed it up very nicely. You go up to Truches, and there's the Ghost Pony Gallery.
By guys, I mean guys and girls.
Yes, we wouldn't want you to be gender specific.
No, we would not want to be gender biased in secular. Any way on this particular program.
I know. Sometimes I just say things without thinking.
You?
Ghost Pony Gallery in Truches on NM676.
I'm getting in trouble. I can
not
tell.
Not yet, you are. Wait till the show's over.
I know.
Little Gems, paintings by Trish Booth and Leonardo Pieterse through November. Ghost, remember that song, Ghost Ponies in the Ghost, oh, it's Ghost Riders in the Sky. Boom, catwalk, and run on dark and dusted day. I love that song. That's perfect for Halloween. I'll try to hum a little bit of that later. I wish I knew all the lyrics.
Oh, we don't have that much time because it's 8:55.
How can it be 8:55? A minute ago I asked you what time it was and you said it was... Okay, Albuquerque Museum of Art and History. If you go there, there's art and there's history. 2000 Mountain Road Northwest. Jamestown, Quebec, Santa Fe, the three North American beginnings. New exhibit. Open Sunday, runs through March of next year. Pretty interesting. Craig Smith did a Q&A with the curator, and it looks pretty interesting. And today's Pasta Tempo, you should pick it up and read it. There's also some chats in Santa Fe about it, but I would say pick up the Pasta Tempo and take a look at what's happening there vis-a-vis this.
And don't forget, the CCA Cinematheque has fabulous movies all the time. They're playing, for example, today at 2 o'clock, Dalai Lama Renaissance, and then at 4 o'clock, one of my favorite documentaries of the year, Man on Wire, and then at 6, Save Me, and then at 8, I Serve the King of England. So 2, 4, 6, and 8, movies, movies, movies at the CCA. Don't forget the screen at the College of Santa Fe and the Santa Fe Film Center. I've said this on more than one occasion, but three independent movie venues in one small town is just so fabulous.
And every now and then the Lenzik does a movie gig, and here is one. For a Better America, the New Deal on
yes,
film.
Yes, we talked about that just this week on the Radio Cafe.
And the National Archives are presenting an evening of movies from the 30s, and they'll be playing Saturday night, only 7 o'clock. There is a story in today's Pasta Tiempo.
Actually, you know what? I hope that Mary Lynn is here. We have some tickets to give away. We have 5 pairs of tickets. Mary Lynn, are you in the control room?
I'm here.
Okay, the first 5 callers who would like to go, I forgot to say this before, Bob Martin of the Lensit kindly gave us 5 pairs of tickets to give away. If you would like to go to this WPA Film Festival, films from the 1930s, one night only, that's tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Lensic. Be the first 5 callers, and if you get the tickets, make sure you really can go. And call, what's our number, 428-1382, and put your name with Mary Lynn, and it will be at Will Call at the Lensic.
And Oliver Stone's biopic of our current president, played by Josh Brolin. He's playing at Regal Stadium 14. See Jonathan Richards' review.
What did he say? Did he give it a good review?
He gave it 2.5, middle.
Okay.
He's got some criticisms. In today's Pasta Tiempo.
That's because Tina Fey's not in it.
And El Milagro is the restaurant being reviewed in today's Pasta Tiempo, if you care to look. I want to remind you, you have the book page in Pasta Tiempo, 2 pages of book reviews, subtext column. And among the books reviewed is Barb Ferry's review of The Lizard King, The True Crimes and Passions of the World's Greatest Reptile Smugglers, which is Brian Christie's piece about people that smuggle reptiles, which isn't funny, even though it was in that movie with Matthew Broderick and Marlon Brando. And I have a couple of fun book reviews in there, so a lot of stuff happening.
All this and much, much more
in today's Pasta Tiempo.
In today's Pasta Tiempo on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe on KSFR. And Robert Knott is the associate editor of the Pasta Tiempo, which is the Friday arts magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us here just about every Friday speaking of the arts.
And
Robert,
I'll be on
thank
next Friday
so much
for Halloween,
for,
won't I?
You will indeed. And we're going to have a special Halloween show that day.
Oh, boy, we are. What's going to happen? Is there going to be a plastic skeleton?
I think we might have some scary. Yeah, that'll look really good on the radio. I think we're going to have some
see,
scary stories and things like that.
You're saying sweet things with the eyes, and you go and put something like that in there. That'll be scary on the radio.
Well,
it'd be cool to have a skeleton sitting here.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
You know what's funny about skeletons? Red skeleton.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or send or leave a message at 428-1528. We're podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show anytime you want to listen, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. And you can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. Thanks to Marilyn LeBlanc for engineering today.
Thank you.
Stay tuned for the BBC.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Marilyn. Followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz a la carta.
I like it that way. That way you can have it on a side.
Can you announce the things for those five people again, where it is, what it is?
It's the Lensic. It's at the Lensic. It's the WPA Film Festival. It's films from the 1930s from the National Archives. And it's at 7:30 at the Lensic Performing Arts Center in Santa Fe tomorrow night, Saturday night, right here in Santa Fe. Okay, we're out of here. Robert Knott, hasta la vista.
Thank you for plugging Mummy's Dummies.
Okay, ciao.